Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, for those of you who are going to be using the Aura system, that is the online retirement application portal, because you got used to GRB, and just when you got used to it, they switched you over to use Aura. But remember, this is not every agency. So if you're a postal employee, earmuffs, don't listen. And there's a lot of other federal agencies that are not using Aura yet, but many, I would say the majority, are going to be transitioning, well, already transitioned back in June, to the Aura system. So what this means is it's an online portal that when you go to retire, you tell human resources and they pre-fill your little information and then they grant you access to your own retirement portal now that you can then finish filling out that they've already started. So you finish filling out some of this stuff. And then you would think, hey, I'm done. I filled it all out. No, Aura does not have all of the documents uploaded to pre-fill for yourself. There's a few that you still need to grab. So here you heard it from Reyna first, prepping for Aura. And I've actually done a few videos about this already, but here I wanted to show you what these forms are and how easily accessible they are to you. The first one you're going to be missing is the life insurance page. And in retirement, this is one of the biggest decisions, I think, that you're going to be dealing with. You're going to have survivor benefit, life insurance, and then health insurance you're just simply keeping as long as you've had it for that 5 consecutive years before you retire. Now, this is an image of the life insurance page that you're not going to have on there. The form number is the SF2818. In all my vast wisdom, I cut off the form number. But the SF2818 or 2818 is the continuation of life insurance page. It is Googleable. You can literally type in SF2818 and it should be one of the first things that pop up. But this is the image. Remember, when you're filling it out, obviously it's name, birthday, social, your agency, and then your work location. Box 6, you're not going to have yet because you are not yet retired. Why is the box there if I don't need it? Well, they use the same form if you've already retired, and then you would have a CSA number, which is a compensation claim number or a civil service annuitant number. You'll just leave it blank because you're retiring. You don't have a number there yet. If you have basic, remember, you're going to absolutely say yes to basic. You want to keep it. And then add a 75% reduction if you want it to be free after age 65. If you have A, I'm a big fan of keeping it because it's cheap, $13 a month between age 60 and 65 for another $10,000 of coverage. I'm a big fan for that because after age 65, it's also going to be free, no cost. So you just say yes. If you don't have A, you go to the far right. I ain't got it. And then option B, that's a decision that we may want to have a meeting about to go over what you want to keep and how much you're willing to pay for it. Many people still keep part B, one or two units. The difference between no reduction and full reduction, as you see below in box 11, is that no reduction means you're going to keep paying for that same dollar amount as the price increases every 5 years. If you choose a full reduction, then you'll pay for it at that price until you reach age 65. After age 65, or if you're already over 65, you will just no longer pay for it, but the coverage will reduce slowly over the course of 50 months, that is 4 years and 2 months. So over that time period, you have kind of like a decrescendo or a decrease in value of the death benefit. So if you pass away during that 4 years, then there's extra money for the family, which is great. And you're not paying for it, right? So a lot of people like to do that. I'm a big value shopper. I'm thinking I paid for it all this time. My proximity to age 65 makes a difference, right? Like if I'm 60, I don't know if I want to pay for this for another 5 years, maybe one or two units. That's something we should definitely have a meeting about to help you if you would like. Option C is family coverage. That is coverage on the fam. It's the fam. So tell me what movie and you get extra points. So option C, you if you have it and you're married, you would want to just keep it because it's you know, anywhere between $5,000 and $25,000 of life insurance on your spouse forever. And the price is very inexpensive. Now, it covers children as well, but not after they're age 22. So they're probably not still going to have this coverage. If you're not married at all, you probably don't already have Part C. So you would just put, I don't have it. But this is the page that you'll use. And that's kind of a very fast overview of what each one of those options are. The next page that Aura is missing is the W4P, P for pension, periodic pension or payments. And let's think of other P words, periodic pension payment page. Ha, there we go. But this page you can grab, also Googleable, and you just want to fill it out. You can copy over the way you currently have your withholdings for taxes if you like, or make changes as you would like them to be. Some people decrease what their holdings are going to be. Some people increase them because maybe they had to pay last year for whatever reason. That's totally up to you. I'm just here to share the news of what page you need. The next page that is not there is the spouse consent to survivor election. You're only going to need this page if, I'm switching the page over to the spouse consent to survivor election. There we go. If you leave a full survivor benefit, you don't need this page at all. Like, don't even bother. But if, or if you're not married, you don't need this page either, because you're going to not leave a survivor benefit to no one. But if you're married and you and your spouse decide that you need to leave a partial survivor benefit or no survivor benefit or a survivor benefit to a former spouse, then you've got to whip this page out and have your current spouse sign in front of a notary, which I am, but I'm a Florida notary and you got to be face to face. So let me know if you need help with that. But, or your bank can do it for free usually. But the spouse has to sign in front of a notary acknowledging that they understand the reduction in the benefits to which they are entitled. So why would I leave a partial survivor benefit? Well, first of all, it's less expensive by a long shot, by half. And it still leaves a health insurance benefit to the spouse if you pass away. But again, this is a real conversation we want to have in our meetings to go over some of these decisions, because there's a lot of good to a survivor benefit, but there can also be some downside depending on the age of the survivor, of the spouse, and what they already have in their own pension. Like, we feel like obligated, like, oh, I want to leave them a benefit. Yeah, well, do they need it, right? Do they need the health insurance? Why do we want to do these things? So this is the page that you just need to be prepared for, to go grab, print, fill out, sign, and be sure that the notary fills it out correctly. Again, I'm a notary, and I try to pre-fill this page with the least human hands on it, meaning there's three date fields on this page. You got to put today's date twice, and then the notary's commission expiration and another field. And then they got to stamp it. And then they got to sign it. So there's so many opportunities for ink to mess up and have random stuff. And sometimes HR says, hey, this page is wrong. The date's wrong. Or there's all these corrections. We can't accept this. So if you need to use this form, just double, triple check it. Measure twice, cut once. Because that page can cause a problem. Either way, you want to measure twice and cut once on everything. But these are the three pages that Aura doesn't have inside the clickety-click portal that you'll need to grab yourself, fill out, complete, print, scan, print, sign, scan, upload, all the stuff, in addition to your marriage certificate if you're married and your DD-214 if you had military service. So I hope that helps. There's your quick download on the ORA system. If you have access to GRB, you're probably going to be using Aura in retirement. And I can help as well if you need help with that. But a lot of that is within human resources. I would say let's get together. Let's have a meeting. Let's really hone in on the options you have and the decisions you're going to make, because they are permanent. So take care, and we'll see you soon to make some good planning the right way the first time.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.